You are listening to Conversations with me, Pollyanna. 18 and older, please proceed and enjoy. Under 18, listen no further. Welcome to another conversation. Today is Playtime Loves. We are taking a trip to Toyland with a woman who really knows, Hunter Riley of Self Serve Toys. After earning degrees from the University of New Mexico in psychology, Spanish, and journalism, she gained 5+ years experience managing a feminist sex shop and talking to customers every day about their sex questions, challenges, and successes. She understands that talking about sex can feel scary or intimidating. She helps adults find their voice and comfort level around conversations about sex and sexuality. Hunter helps create an environment where people feel comfortable talking about sex if it feels right for them and not feel ashamed if they prefer to be more private. I'm gonna go make myself a nice cup of tea and be right back with you for this amazing conversation. Okay, loves, we got our lubrication, some Earl Grey and Stevia with lemon action, just in case you're curious what my poison is this morning. And speaking of lubrication, wow, we've got some great info for you later coming up with Hunter here. She knows the inside scoop on that. And God, you got to lubricate it. You got to lubricate your mouth when you're doing a show right here with the tea. And you got to lubricate during sex. It's so important. And there's so much to know there. But first, welcome, Hunter. Thank you so much for coming. So glad to have you here today. I love to ask people about their origin story. So I'm curious, what got you started on the path that you are on now with your bilingual outreach with young adults?
Yes. So I was born and raised in New Mexico, and Spanish was always a part of my schooling growing up. So it was something that, you know, by the time I got to university, I had been in Spanish classes for a very long time. And I ended up studying abroad in Chile for 8 months. And it was a really phenomenal experience that really helped develop my Spanish to be at a point where I could be conversational and pretty much fluent. And so when I came back to New Mexico, one of my coworkers, Tatiana, she and I were approached. She also worked at Self Serve at the time. We were approached by an organization, a domestic violence prevention organization that works predominantly with like immigrant populations. And they asked us to do a class about healthy relationships and how sexuality plays into that. And so we did this like 3-hour class all in Spanish. And it was just like by the end of it, both of us were like, oh my God, this was the most amazing thing we've ever done, because it was just a really nice experience to, you know, talk to folks and really open some doors and just examine where a lot of the misinformation comes from. You know, because there's a lot of stuff that's just, it's fed to us in lots of different ways. So it was just a really fulfilling experience to be able to work with those folks, and we got such good feedback on the program. So we then started doing more outreach. We've worked with a couple different organizations. There, a lot of folks have us come back, you know, once or twice a year and work with their population. So it's just really lovely. And like, it was definitely something that I wasn't anticipating. And then I was like, oh, this is great. Okay. So, you know, I am very fortunate to be able to do it. I love it.
So were you involved with Self Serve Toys first, or was it because you were bilingual that you were brought into it?
Yeah, no, I was involved with Self Serve first because someone reached out to Self Serve specifically. And I mentioned that we had, at that point, we had 2 bilingual employees. So I said that we could do it. We could make it work. And we did.
One of the many, many awesome products. Oh, there's so many goodies, so many fun toys that you sell on your website is cock rings.
Yes. I love them. Yeah.
It's not something that a lot of people use, which is kind of crazy to me. So tell us how does this enhance sexual experiences for men, and do they need a partner to enjoy it?
Yeah. So one of the things that's like basically all sex toys pretty much are created oftentimes as like support or labor saving devices. So if there's someone with a penis and they feel like they want to have harder or firmer erections, or maybe they want to last a little bit longer, maybe they want, you know, increased sensitivity, maybe more intense orgasm, those are all things that cock rings can do. So for a lot of folks, when they come in asking for pills and creams, we don't sell those at Self Serve, because oftentimes there's no regulation. You know, there might be unfortunate side effects or harmful side effects. So we don't sell the pills because it's kind of like, you know, a multi-billion dollar industry based off of like insecurity around something that's like, you know, we're like, we don't want a horse in that race. So we use cock rings, and we do recommend cock rings for folks who have trouble maintaining erections, but they also just feel good. A lot of people will like jerk off with cock rings, or they'll use them during sex. I teach a group sex class, and I tell people like, have cock rings in your safer sex kits, because some people get nervous and their erections are like kind of maybe there, and cock rings can kind of help trap the blood flow in the erection, so that if somebody's having a hard time maintaining erections for whatever reason, cock rings can kind of help with that. So they're very useful, and it's one of these like very simple basic penis toys that I'm just like, it's so great that, you know, it's so great that something small and simple can actually have a really cool effect, and you don't have to use pills and creams. And a lot of people with penises really like cock rings.
So what is the best way to wear a cock ring, and why?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know that there's different ways you can wear cock rings, but probably one of the most effective ways is actually to wear the ring behind the scrotum and over the shaft. So that means that the shaft and the balls are through the ring, and what that does is that places pressure on the vas deferens so that more blood is flowing into the penis than is flowing out. So it's a blood flow thing, you know, and it's like, it's kind of nerdy. And that's what I tell folks. I'm like, sex toys are our friends. They make our jobs easier. You know, they make things easier for us. Think of them as your teammates, right? So if someone's resistant to it, I'm often like, you know, of course it's your body and you do whatever you please, but like, this can help you. it's not something that means something is wrong. You know, it's like, oh, this is a useful device. It has a usability that's very functional.
And I mean, they're toys, and toys are fun, right?
Toys are fun, exactly, exactly.
Getting into the lubrication now, woohoo, as promised. You sell three types of lubes on your site. What are the pros and cons of oil versus water versus silicone?
There's really great things and drawbacks to all of them. So water-based lube is really nice because it feels very slick and wet, kind of like a lotion or a gel, and it's easy to clean up, right? So that can be really nice because sometimes you want to have a quickie in the afternoon and you don't want to be slick for 4 hours, right? So water-based lube can be nice. Albuquerque is a desert, so living in a desert, you come to really value hydration and water. So I tell people, I'm like, most of us are dehydrated all the time anyways, and then if you live in like a desert environment, like lube is your friend, it will make everything better, right? So that's one of the best things about water-based lube. Silicone-based lube, much like oil-based lube, they're both very slick and they're a little bit longer lasting than water-based lube. So there's that. Oil-based lube is nice. There's, especially if you have like a pH-friendly oil-based lube, which like the butters is really, really good for that. That can kind of help keep things slick, but also it moisturizes, you know, and that can be really nice. And then silicone-based lube is nice for folks who don't want to use oil for whatever reason. Specifically, if you're using latex barriers, oil-based lube will break down latex barriers. So if you're using condoms, dental dams, gloves, things like that, you don't want to use an oil-based lube. So in that case, silicone-based lube can be really nice because it's very slick and feels kind of like an oil, but there's no oil in it. And silicone-based lube is good to use with water too.
So since you're the woman to ask, I have some friends that gravitate toward using coconut oil, swear by it. But I worry that for me, for my body, it's not a compatible choice. And I tend to feel more comfortable with using products like lube designed for that specific purpose, for sexual lubrication.
Right. Well, and so there are like pH balanced and pH friendly oil-based lubes, but that has been my experience as well, is that I can't do most oil-based lubes, especially vaginally, because my body is just fussy that way. And I'm always like, that sounds nice. But that's why silicone-based lube is great, you know, is because I can use oil-based lube externally. And even I have an oil-based lube that I use called the Butters that I also use as like moisturizer. And, you know, so it's like everything. So, those are some of the main differences. You know, they all have merit. And I keep all three types on my bedside table for different things, you know, and you can use them together too.
Very interesting. That's good to know. So make your own blend. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. For like external stimulation, I like to oftentimes do like an oil or silicone-based lube and then use a water-based lube on top, because that gives both the slipperiness, the slickness, and also the wetness.
I love toys. I love being on the cutting edge with it. So I'm wondering, what is the newest trend in toys that I should know about?
Well, you know, I would say that depends on what you're into. so some of the things that are cool, there's things like a Bluetooth app, you know, Bluetooth powered vibrators where you can have an app that controls the function of the vibrator. So you can do long distance stuff. You can do something with a partner. That can be really fun. I think that, you know, there's a lot of really cool things happening with dildos these days, just like different densities of silicone. And they're making silicone dildos that feel really realistic and very soft, but also firm. So I think like the density of toy is a very interesting thing. And every time there's a new company, you know, Blush is doing amazing things with silicone and making silicone affordable and making sure that it's really safe, and they're doing a great job. So pretty much anything that Blush is coming out with these days, I'm like, oh, this is good. Blush Novelties is like killing it.
I've been very fortunate to use a realistic toy, and it seems like they always, like, this silicone material gets like linty, it seems. How can we clean toys like this that get linty?
Yeah, so for cleaning, depending on the material again, but for silicone toys, it's really good to have warm water and soap. You can actually sterilize silicone, like medical grade toys, you can sterilize them just by washing them in warm soapy water for 3 to 5 minutes. Or you can also, if it doesn't have a motor, you can put a toy in a boiling pot of water. You can put it in the dishwasher. It just depends on the material. We send out like a toy cleaning care guide with every purchase. So if you're buying from us, like, we'll take care of all of that for you and you just read the paper. But one thing that's helpful is to get storage bags, actually. And Blush also is doing a really good job with this. They send out a like lint-free storage bag. So it's kind of like a soft, I don't know what the material is, but there's no lint, so it doesn't stick to the silicone, which is so nice when you pull out your toy and it's not just full of dust and lint. Although I do recommend washing your toys before and after each use anyways, because especially for those of us who live in the dusty desert, I'm like, it's just never going to go away.
I wanted to be sure to ask about this. Tell me about the work you are doing with ABQKIS. Or ABQ Kiss.
Yes, so ABQ Kiss, ABQKIS.com. It is a society for kinky individuals. It stands for Albuquerque Kink Inclusive Society. And we're just a group of folks in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who identify as kinky and who also have found that there's not spaces where we feel safe and comfortable in the kink scene. And, you know, oftentimes we want trans-affirming spaces and disability justice-affirming spaces and sex worker-friendly spaces, and it's been harder to find than we would like. So we've created our own, and we're doing really cool events. We're doing education, play parties, and noshes, but it's, you know, just something that I'm working on recently and very excited about, and we just get together typically sometimes we're at a bar, sometimes we're at a non-alcohol place, and just hanging out and talking. And it's been really lovely. So I encourage anybody, if you're in Albuquerque or New Mexico traveling through and you're curious, just find us, abqkiss.com.
All righty, loves, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with more of this amazing conversation. Quote, 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 quote me. It's time for the quote of the day, my loves. Quote. Got another quote for you today. Now we're going to, I promise, I know you were really enjoying the conversation with Hunter, and I promise we're going to get right back to it in a minute. You're going to get all the amazing details she has to share beyond what you just got a flavor for. But let's just take a little break, a little breather, and enjoy a quote of the day. So this comes from Chris and Danny of the O Challenge, or the Open Challenge. I got a text from them that said, yes, we frequently find ourselves telling other people and each other it's part of our, quote, rewiring process. So that's what they call it. They call it their rewiring process. And they're going to tell you right now what that means. So that means it takes time to be okay with seeing some of the things you see and feel, what you are feeling. A simple example from my perspective, seeing your girlfriend or wife kissing another guy may light a bad fire inside of you and you might not know why. You don't like it so bad, but you're not done rewiring yet. You have, however, many years of being taught that this is bad, and it just takes time to rid yourself of those demons completely. Rewiring doesn't happen overnight. Give yourself a break. I think this speaks to so many things for me, and I'm so glad that they shared that.
Thanks, guys. So, first of all, I'll leave links for them so that you're aware, so you can check out their stuff that they've got coming out. I've gotten a little sneak peek of a few things, and I liked what I saw and I heard, so I know you will too. So that made me think of a lot of things, really. So one of the things that comes to mind is taking time. Oh my gosh, this concept is applied to so many things. You can apply this concept to dating, when you're first dating someone. And then you can definitely, I love this take on problem solving, on issues that come on, taking time to work through it. Absolutely, you can and you should. What's the big rush? You know, our relationships are this delicate thing. If you think of it like an egg, you know those egg races where you got the spoon and you put the egg on the spoon and everyone dropped, like half the people drop their egg. And it's good fun and it's a really fun pastime activity, right? But we don't want to treat our relationships like that. They're delicate and our emotions are delicate and we have to treat them with care. Don't treat it like a race. It isn't a race. It's something that you nurture. And we don't do nurture snapshots in our lives like when we're raising our kids, right? We don't just get all our parenting crammed into 5 minutes. No, it's something that we take time with, that we do over time, that we really put our effort and care into. And that is not a rush. That is not a race. And then you mentioned this rewiring. This is your rewiring process. I like that a lot. It reminds me of something I brought up in episodes in the past, talking about how our brain is kind of like a computer and we need to give it time to rewire itself, to reprogram itself. And that's so true when you're breaking a bad habit or maybe trying to develop a new one. It's about 30 days for your brain to go through that shift. Or maybe you're going through a paradigm shift and you're changing your perspective on things. It takes time. It takes a few sleeps, right? For you to, what I also say, ruminate on it. So for you to just sit with it, to sit with these ideas, to sit and see how it feels, to gain the perspective that you get from time. And that's nothing that you rush. It takes time. We have to think not just in terms of our relationships, in terms of the actual nuts and bolts of the situation, but physiologically, we have to process it too. So that means we have to process it with our mind, body, and heart. We'll have physiological reactions, which is definitely something mentioned in this episode by Hunter. I can't remember if it's before this quote of the day because I'm totally giving you a behind the curtain moment. I recorded this afterwards, full disclosure. I usually do record the quote of the day afterwards. But somewhere in this episode, I promise, Hunter talks about your physiological responses to things and paying attention to that. Why are we ignoring our bodies, right? Time gives us this gift where we can pay attention to our bodies and how our partner's bodies are feeling in terms of emotions. And we will have these reactions. What is crying? It's a physiological response to emotions. There is this connectivity there. They definitely combine with our full experience of life and our experiences with each other in partnership. So thank you so much, Chris and Danny, for that. The wheels in my mind are still turning. I feel like I still have so much to say, but I'll leave it at that today. Let me know what you think of the rewiring process that Chris and Danny so generously introduced us to today. And if you have something similar that comes to your mind about how you process and how you approach growing together in relationship.
Thank you for sharing another amazing quote so I can share with everyone else. Have some words of wisdom that inspire you? Email them to this philosophy-hungry sapiosexual at withpollyanna.com/contact. Quote me. The quote.
So tell me, what toys did you bring for vending to the event here at Southwest Love Fest?
Yes. For toys that I brought for vending, I brought one that's called the Twist and Shout, and it's a really nice toy. It's a sort of green or purple silicone vibrator that's straight, but it has a sort of swirl pattern on it. So the silicone is in a swirl, kind of bumpy, and it's got a really nice rumbly vibration, like a low frequency rumbly vibration, which for a lot of people can feel really good. It also has a 5-year manufacturer warranty, which is amazing, and it's under $50. So, like, it's a really phenomenal, high-quality toy that I'm just like, this is going to be a friend for a while. And if it's not, they're going to fix it for you.
That's really great. Usually when I buy a vibrator, I just know. I just, like, I've already accepted the shelf life is 6 to 8 months. It gets a lot of use for me. And then it's time to buy a replacement. So having a product warranty for someone like me who tends to go through them pretty quickly, that's really awesome.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of very low quality sex toys out there too. Like, it's really common that people are just like, oh, you make a quick buck. We don't care about how it is. And now there's companies that aren't like that, which is great. But there's a ton of really just poor quality sex toys out there that break really fast. And so that's why one of the things that we really care about at Self-Serve is we care about the warranties on toys. How long is this warranty? If something's wrong with it, can I get a new one? And most of the vendors that we work with say yes. So we like that.
Tell us about what workshops and sessions you're doing this weekend here at Southwest Love Fest.
Sex at a Go-Go. I'm going to be a guest on Lola's Dirty Lola's Sex at a Go-Go. And I'm doing a blowjob demo there. So that's fun. And yeah, because I teach a blowjob class. So I like to do live demos. I think it's really fun. And then on Sunday, that's on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I'm doing a consent and communication and safer sex presentation. And that's going to be a little bit just, you know, sort of gaining some understanding and perspective about what folks' questions are around consent, because I think there's a lot of important dialogue happening. I mean, and I just think it's really good when we have these moments of a lot of people coming together to check in and, you know, see what people are thinking and see what questions people have and how we can, you know, sort of address some of their questions.
Consent is on everyone's mind, I think, for sure. Me Too movement, this affirmative consent, this idea of this. We're talking a lot more about it, and I think it's so great. So for you, what is your advice on consent? Like a quick guide you would give.
Oh, yeah, we don't teach people it. So it's like, I understand that it would be hard to learn if you don't get taught, right? So there's a really great book that I'm reading right now, and it's called The Consent Guidebook by Aaron Tillman. And it's literally, it's a very short, simple read. It has a lot of quotes from different educators and just who talk about consent. And it really does a good job so far that I've read of sort of thinking about just the spectrum of consent, because consent is not just one thing. It doesn't just look one way. And then it also talks about, you know, understanding what's going on for ourselves and understanding our own responses. And it's a good book, and it's easy and it's digestible, which I appreciate, because sometimes some of these topics get so esoteric, which is good. And, you know, it's like, it's good to dive deep, but sometimes we need like practical applications. So this is a really good book. And I think it's the website is theconsentguidebook.com. But if you Google Erin Tillman, and she's the author, so you can probably find it pretty easy.
When I first joined in sex minority groups and started exploring, consent took me even longer because I didn't know how to identify it, or even knowing that it's okay to say maybe. If you are not sure about it right now, or maybe pause is a better choice, right?
Well, and that's one of the things that I cover in my workshop is, what does it feel like in your body when you're a no to something? You know, what are the symptoms that you exhibit when you're saying yes to something that you should probably say no to? Because I think for a lot of us, that can feel different. And once we start to pay attention to our bodies, it can oftentimes give us some clues about like, oh, I'm uncomfortable with this because my shoulders are really tight and my stomach is in a knot, or I'm breathing really fast. You know, there's some physiological sign that I'm not feeling good about this. So that's a big part of it too, is recognizing that and being able to, you know, being able to name it, because that helps us understand more. And that's a big thing, you know, is if someone's a maybe, probably be a no, because it's better to not do it and then be glad that you didn't do it later, right, than regret it.
With your blowjob workshop in mind, what are some common mistakes people make with blowjobs?
Yeah, so if your partner has a penis and you want to give them a blowjob, or even if your partner has a dildo and you want to give them a blowjob, or hands, you know, there's lots of ways to give blowjobs that don't have to involve penises. But there's a couple different things. One of the things is just a lack of confidence, which is understandable because, again, people don't teach us this. So I think for a lot of people, they don't feel confident in their own skills. And then that translates, you know, because then it's kind of like, I don't really feel like I know what I'm doing. I don't know if what I'm doing is good. You know, and I think understanding the sexual response cycle can be helpful for people. So knowing that there's a cycle that our body goes through when we get aroused that leads us through like arousal, plateau, climax, and resolution, and knowing how to sort of communicate about that cycle and gauge where your partner is. But additionally, you know, I say that like communication is really the biggest thing. That's what's going to get you the most. Using your hands, communicating, and being enthusiastic are my nutshell blowjob class, basically.
There is this interesting difference between the experiences of being in person and enjoying and observing pornography versus a real life experience, for sure. I mean, when I watch porn, I can definitely tell. I mean, it's just not, I mean, it's just, I mean, I say my life is porn. I definitely say my life is porn. But, you know, when, and I still do enjoy pornography, but I just definitely see that there's a difference. It's more of a performance versus this, you know, more person to person encounter. It's a show. It's a show that I enjoy. It doesn't make it any less wonderful, but it's definitely a different thing.
Right. Well, I would say that it's all about, again, it comes all down to communication and negotiation. So if you want to negotiate with your partner, like, I want you to fuck me like they do in those pornos, you know, then like, you can negotiate that and that's fine, but we shouldn't make the assumptions. Because also, porn sets are negotiated, right? Porn sets, there's a conversation, there's oftentimes a contract about what acts are going to be done, they have time for, you know, prep. And as someone who also makes porn, it's like, I make porn with my real life partner. It's this thing where it's like, you know, the sex that we have for the porn is very fun and kind of playful, but it's not like the sex that we have when there's not a camera there. And like a really good example of that was like trying to eat somebody out for porn. It was like, oh, what I would normally do doesn't look good visually. So I have to like tilt my body in a different kind of way, you know, and like open my face. And I'm like, that's not how I eat pussy. Like, like this is, I mean, I good, this has to look good, but like, this is not how I do it. And, I've joked about it with my friends who I film with. I'm like, sorry about this. This is not my A game.
I have a background in theater, jazz hands. It's a different space for sure. So it's going to feel different.
No, exactly. And you can have porno sex if you want, you know, you can totally like play follow along. Right. And I would say like you and your partner can like watch clips and then be like, that was hot. Let's follow along and be like, okay, cool. You know, or you could be like, I loved everything except that last thing they did. Let's not do that. Okay. Sounds good. You know? So again, it's all in the negotiation and the communication aspect of it.
This, I knew it was going to be, was amazing. And I know my audience wants, is just like on the edge of their seats. They want to know more. So how can they connect with you and follow you?
Yes. So the best way to find me and follow me, honestly, is on social media. On Facebook, I'm very active. Instagram as well. And that's Hunter Gatherer Riley. And then I have a couple Twitter accounts. I have a sort of safe for work Twitter account, which is at Hunter O. Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. And then I have a not safe for work Twitter account, which is Horny Huntress MV. So it's M is in, I guess what, M is in man, V is in Victor. I don't know the code, but yeah, so you can find me there. And I do a whole range of stuff in this industry. So
what an amazing conversation. I don't know about you, but it's already got me very excited about all the fun I can have this weekend. Hunter wanted me to be sure and let you know that Self-Serve Toys has just expanded and moved into a bigger retail space. They also have a fully dedicated classroom space too. So they are going to be holding more events, more classes, and they're also doing online classes for those of you not in New Mexico. So if you want education, you can find them on Vimeo. There, they have a Vimeo on demand page so you can rent and buy some of their classes. They have Dating in the Digital Age class with Dirty Lola, another interview who I've got coming up soon, and a class on how to support survivors of sexual assault, and even a blowjob class, which sounds really fun to me. As usual, if you look at the details of the show, you'll find all the links I suggest, including all the amazing links that I have to share for Hunter. Did you like today's episode? Rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure you check out my website left in the show details with Pollyanna.com for everything Pollyanna all the time. Want to support what I'm doing and become part of the inner circle? Visit patreon.com/withPollyanna and become a patron. As always, be good to yourself and be good to others. Laters. If you ask, I can share my everything except for where my past been. Passion was less than passive on the path in. Now it's all an act in a bad scene. Jazz swing them hips over here. All the ladies be like, hey. All the fellas be like, all contrary. I'm a different kind of rare. Hard to find, hard to keep. Impossible to compare.